The Fed minutes are out late Wednesday and are sure to get a lot of attention. In recent weeks, the market has been doing whatever it can to try and downplay Fed hawkishness while happily pointing to softer economic data and signs inflation could be topping out. And this has been working. We've seen stocks come roaring back, with many whispers making the rounds that the bottom is officially in. Of course, this is far from certain at this stage, and at any moment, everything could start heading south again. Any signs of a continued desire on behalf of the Fed to continue to push rates higher, and any signs that this latest U.S. CPI read was more of an outlier than anything else, and we should expect a very quick souring in sentiment. For now, investors are trying to figure out the Fed's next move and what it should expect as far as the size of the September rate hike goes. As things stand, we're looking at a 42.5% chance the Fed will hike by 75 basis points in September, down from about 70% after that very strong U.S. employment report. But all along, Fed speak has been consistently hawkish, rejecting the views of the market that the central bank will start to lighten up. It's worth noting the Fed minutes will not reflect this latest U.S. jobs report and inflation data, which on net is a wash. And so it will likely come down to what the sentiment was ahead of these releases, and that sentiment was indeed hawkish leaning. We expect the communication will reiterate the view that the Fed will continue to monitor macroeconomic developments closely and will not overreact to any single data point. Having said all of this, it's really hard to get a handle on how this will play out, but we do believe the balance of risk favors a market reaction that leads more risk off in the aftermath than risk on. Again, the Fed has been committed to a hawkish path in 2022, and we don't see anything having changed all that much to force a shift in the central bank's thinking. That's all for now.